AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Republicans in the Tennessee House are defending their votes on expelling Democratic lawmakers who took part in a gun control rally in the chamber last week. Jackie Quinn has more.
Thousands of supporters of the three facing expulsion were at the Capitol to protest the vote, which split on removing colleagues. Republican Gino Bolso says their actions can't be excused, joining protesters on the House floor after the Nashville school shooting.
Effectively conducted a mutiny.
Representative Justin Jones was voted out.
We called for you all to ban assault weapons, and you respond with an assault on democracy.
Ousted in a procedural move for serious criminal offenses. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Our kids are paying the price for the actions of Republican lawmakers who continue to refuse to take action on stronger gun laws.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Israeli military has struck targets in the Gaza Strip after a day of rocket fire along the country's northern and southern borders. Shlomi Naiman's office was hit.
What happened is the explosion from a rocket who came from Lebanon and caused all the damage.
It all follows 2 days of unrest at Jerusalem's most sensitive holy site. Similar fighting 2 years ago led to an 11-day war between Israel and Hamas. In economic news, the International Monetary Fund is forecasting worldwide growth to slow to less than 3% this year. Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva says it will be hardest on low-income countries.
Even harder for these countries to catch up with those that are better off. Poverty and hunger could further increase. This is a dangerous trend.
The government's March jobs report is due tomorrow morning. Economists expecting about 240,000 jobs added. The stock market's closed tomorrow for Good Friday. This is AP News. Robots popping up in new places. Jennifer King has the latest.
Are robot waiters the future? Some restaurants seem to think so.
Check the destination and I'll leave the guest there.
Bella Bott guides patrons to their tables at the Noodletopia restaurant in Madison Heights, Wisconsin.
Follow me, please.
We need some help, but I cannot find people.
After the first one worked out well, owner Lee Jai acquired two more to bring out orders and carry dishes away. Some say robot waiters are subject to breakdowns and unable to deal with stairs, outdoor patios, or chaotic situations. But Phil Zhang with Texas-based Rich Tech Robotics expects the waste time machines to be everywhere in the next few years. Advocates for restaurant workers, like One Fair Wage, say restaurants could easily solve their labor shortage if they just paid more. One robot costs about $15,000, while a human worker costs the business about $5,000 per month.
Please tap my face to confirm after picking up your dishes.
Yeah. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.